Put on your SPF 15, hop in the convertible, put the top down, and turn it up. This is the Christmas Stocking Summer Music Spectacular. That's the Rock 4 Xmas Anthem by Ira Black, Ron Keel, and Terry Elus from Volume 3 of the Rock 4 Xmas Anthology in the CSSMS. That's Christmas Stocking Summer Music Spectacular if you're new. Actually, I just said that for the first time. It's the fifth annual, and I never thought of it before. I'm Lee Cameron. I hope you're having a great summer. You know, Rock 4 Xmas, by the way, is a foundation that raises money for families, both with albums and concerts. Obviously, if you're listening to me, you're thinking about Christmas, and you're not the only one. In the Stanislaus National Forest, located in California's central Sierra Nevada mountains, they're gorgeous. The U.S. Forest Service is looking for the perfect 60-foot red fir to be the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree this December. They're doing it now. The superintendent of the Capitol grounds makes the final tree selection in August after looking at all the candidates that were presented by the Forest Service. It'll be harvested on November 5th, 2011, day after my birthday, and loaded on a trailer for a 10-day tour through California and then across the country. The tree will arrive in Washington, D.C. the Monday after Thanksgiving. You know, that seems late these days, doesn't it? When it arrives, the tree will be lowered into a 5-foot hole on the west front lawn of the U.S. Capitol building. Lights will be strung, and the tree will be decorated with thousands of handcrafted ornaments, which will be made and donated by California residents. The theme this year is California Shines. Through the holiday season, the tree will be lit at dusk each evening.
All year long, I wait for you. empty. I close my eyes to remember the winter's love I see.
Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are your branches. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are your branches. Your boughs are green in summer's clime, and through the snows of winter time. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are your branches.
All year long I wait for you to reveal your beauty. I close my eyes to remember the winter's love I see.
Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, what happiness befalls me.
When oft a joyous Christmas time, your form inspires my song and rhyme.
Oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, what happiness befalls me.
That's a group called 21 AD in the Christmas Stocking with their version of O Christmas Tree, in case you didn't recognize it. Some artists making Christmas albums this year are Michael Bublé, country artists Ty Herndon and Joey plus Rory. Is that how you say it? I'm not a country guy. Oh, and maybe Lady Gaga? Well, she said in an interview that she told her manager that she wanted to do one. That doesn't sound too firm, does it? Oh, and by the way, just heard, Michael Bublé has a Christmas special coming up this December. The Christmas Stocking is on Twitter at XmasStocking. You're welcome to follow me there. That's where I'm getting most of my info for the show today. And it's a good way to communicate, too. I want to say hi to just a few of the people who have talked to me there. Christmas Rocks, which is an online radio station at www.mostwonderfultimeoftheyear.com. Mike Grissom, Kimberly from Texas, JT from Louisiana, Rebecca from the UK, who's been in touch almost from the beginning, Margaret, Brandon from Maryland, who was listening to episodes in the beginning of July, Dave from San Francisco, my friend Terry from Texas, who used to keep my Radio Disney show running, Charlie, Micah, and Diana from San Diego, who's trying to up my summertime output. Diana, I think people would get sick of both me and Christmas pretty quickly if I did any more. From New York, this is the Kathy Fleischman Band and Mystery of the Midwest, written for a close friend who moved back to Wisconsin. They never had a chance to say goodbye. It's in the Christmas Stocking.
You had one of the ways to Wisconsin, one of the ways in this world. Knocking over west was the way you felt best. It could be heard. You've been simmering in silence all of the summer. in his mind. Now he's lighting fires with a merciless sun. Snowblind. Something about the sun in December in the southeast. It's an illusion you cannot describe. Christmas in the heat, and I understand perfectly why you left. I abandoned it too, but instead of heading north, you pick the middle of the map, and now I can't find you. Now it's the 24th, scraping off windshields, hoping for the best. Underneath the tree for the mystery of the Midwest. Now I'm imagining you at your piano, composing songs with someone else. I'm hoping the new year brings to you whatever you consider wealth. But when the frost blows and the wind down, I swear I'll give it my best try and see what the place in the middle of the map looks like with my own eyes. He went one of the ways to Wisconsin, one of the ways in this world. North and over west was the way he felt best. Simmering in silence all of the summers, building snow forts in his mind. Now he's lighting fires with a merciless sun. Snowblind.
I post a lot of stories on Twitter, and most of them are really happy, but unfortunately, this year, my Twitter feed has a lot of stories about the economy being tough all over. Even still, we're supposed to be in a recovery, aren't we? A lot of municipalities are cutting off decorations and event fundings, turning it over to business, or just canceling it outright. It's happening here in the U.S., in Britain, and Australia. And there aren't as many Christmas in July sales this year, it seems like. Target had a Black Friday sale. Well, Sears has a Christmas page. But a lot of Christmas in July charity events and general park-type events have taken their place. The Salvation Army's had a lot around the country. A family had Christmas as a theme at their family reunion, so things can't be all bad, right? I hope. But I did just hear last week that Harrods has opened their Christmas Wonderland, so some things are still right in the world. You know, if you like that sort of thing. This isn't Silent Night. It's Silent Night Revisited by Joe Drukas in the Christmas Stocking.
Looking back and remembering the memory that's dearest to me is when the choir sang Silent Night. I remember singing
Silent Night.
And we'll all know now.
Christ the Savior is born. May God bless you and your loved ones this Christmas. And remember, all through the year, to whisper a prayer every time that you hear the choir sing Silent Night. And I remember singing Silent Night, Holy Night.
Remember that too. I'm Lee Cameron. You know, I told you about Twitter. Of course, we're on Facebook too. Facebook.com/Christmas Stocking with lots of great conversations through the year. Like us. It's nice to be liked. I like being liked. Now, if you're not into Christmas on your Facebook all year, like us anyway. Hide our posts in your newsfeed, and then you can get them again later this year when you're ready for it. I've got to say hello to some Christmas Stocking fans like Sean, Eddie Lee, Joe, Dave, Sharon, Emma, Alan, Bruce, Brad, Michael, Jeff, and Tim. Seriously, that's just some of you, I know. I wrote about this on Facebook and the people had some things to say. Our dog passed in March, Olive, which is really hard for me. It still is. I'm getting over it still. I'm getting there, but I'm not ready for a full-time dog yet. So we got a foster dog for about a month. And I was out walking at night again, and on a warm evening at the end of June, I discovered a townhouse with Christmas lights on their balcony. These days, a lot of people have Christmas lights up, not just because they forget or don't have energy to take them down or don't feel like it, but because they like the decoration. These were Christmas lights, though. They were shaped like a tree. A block or so over, I found more Christmas lights inside a house. Again, they're more popular as a year-round decoration now, but these look like they were on an artificial Christmas tree. You know, when I was a kid, we kept our tree up a while. One time almost to Easter, but never in the summer. What about you? How long have you kept your Christmas tree up? Call me and let me know. MyChristmasStocking.net. Click Call Me. I have a lot of friends and family in the Northeast. That's where I'm from, so it seemed like a crazy winter this past year to me. Mom had tons of snow in Connecticut, like much of New England, New York, and New Jersey. Remember Snowmageddon? Once you got in the mid-Atlantic states, though, there was actually less than normal snowfall, although they had their share of Snowmageddon for a little while. Atlanta got snow. That was unusual. There was a lot of cold weather elsewhere, with lots of snow in some places, lots of rain in other places. It seemed cooler than usual here in Southern California. This summer, there's a big drought in much of the country and floods in other parts. It seems like an unusual summer, but it depends on where you are what kind of unusual it is. This winter? Well, last winter we had a strong La Nina, and this year they're expecting a weak La Nina, which means much colder than average for much of the Northeast, Midwest, parts of the South, and Pacific Northwest, and slightly warmer than average in the Southwest and very bottom of the country. The Northeast, Mid-Atlantic states, and much of the South, Midwest, and Pacific Northwest will have more precipitation than usual. And if it's cold, chances are it'll be snow. Of course, if you're in Bermuda, say, it'll probably be a hot Christmas. The Christmas Stocking Summer Music Spectacular rolls on with Mr. I Don't Care About My Grandma himself, Dr. Elmo.
Now every year about this time I start to fret, 'cause my Merry Christmas won't be white but wet. And I won't glitter, I won't gleam or glow, I'll sweat. I'll have a hot Christmas, hot, hot Christmas. Now picture this and see if you can understand. Not all of us live in a winter wonderland. My wind will blow, but it will blow not snow, but sand. I'll have a hot Christmas, hot, hot Christmas. Now you may picture Santa in a big red suit, flying through the frosty air. But around these parts when Santa lugs his loot, he does it in his underwear.
Please.
Now you can bake your cookies till you fill your crock, and you can cook your goose and talk your frosty talk. But I can roast my chestnuts on the bare sidewalk. And you know why?
White Christmas?
Is that your final answer? All I want for Christmas is a red and green Speedo.
Ooh.
Now, sad to say, whenever I go caroling, each ditty has a hollow ring. But let's be frank, may all your Christmases be green, is something Bing just would not sing. So ride your little sleigh until you freeze your bells, and fill your little kitchen with your Yuletide smells. But here we won't be feeling any frigid spells, 'cause it's a hot Christmas, hot, hot Christmas. Hey, let's slog a little nog down by the pool today, and listen to those chipmunks while the palm trees sway. I'll go put the pontoons on the one-horse open sleigh. Rudolph's not the only one with a red nose around here. Pass the sunblock, Blitzen. Oi, I'm Schwitzen.
If you're listening to this in the summertime, it feels like a hot Christmas. Of course, if you go to Australia or Africa, you're going to find some hot Christmases. That's Dr. Elmo and Hot Christmas in the Christmas Stocking. In July, the New York Times website ran some outtakes from their magazine interview of Silicon Valley venture capitalist Marc Andreessen that focused on his billionaire heiress wife, who is a huge Christmas fan. He revealed that she keeps expanding the season to start earlier and end later. He says they're probably at the point where it's year-round at his house. He does put his foot down about playing Christmas music all year, but he says he thinks there are unopened presents from 3 years ago just lying around. That must be nice. So the New York Times interviewer asks, is she a particularly strange person? Now that is one of the rudest interview questions I've ever heard. So Marc Andreessen answers, only on the topic of Christmas. Well, I know more than a few listening who wouldn't consider it strange at all.
While shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around. Fear not, said he, for mighty dread had seized their troubled mind. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to you and all mankind. To you in David's town this day is born of David's line, the Savior who is Christ the Lord, and this shall be the sign. The heavenly babe you shall find there, to human view displayed, all meanly wrapped in swaddling bands and in a manger laid. Thus spake the seraph, and forthwith appeared a shining throng of angels praising God, who thus address their joyful song. All glory be to God on high, and on the earth be peace. Good will henceforth from heaven to men begin and never cease.
While shepherds watch their flocks by night by Mystified, otherwise known as Cat. That's from the Mac Jams website, and you can find a link to that and ways to get all the music at mychristmasstocking.net. There's a lot of good stuff at Mac Jams. I want to get back to phone calls with Christmas memories and Christmas wishes. Of course, I can't do that. You need to do that. And if you have any of either, go to mychristmasstocking.net, click the Call Me button, and leave a message. Of course, if you want to get creative and do something else, feel free. I love getting all the phone calls. Last year, I opened the Christmas Stocking gift area where you can give money to help the podcast keep going and hopefully improve one of these days. Now, I guarantee nothing about improvement, but I really appreciate the help. We have a couple of PayPal snafus this summer, and the folks involved were extraordinarily generous. Thank you very much. There's a link at the top of mychristmasstocking.net labeled Contribute if you want to give. You can also email me from there, mychristmasstocking.net. Now, if you want to use your own mail program, it's topelf@mychristmasstocking.net. Thank you to Jeffrey from Ontario, who's given in so many ways, not the least of which is some great ideas. Also, Wayne Hall, who has a comics podcast you might enjoy if you're into that. I'll include a link in the show notes to that, too. Charlie Ague and Micah, who offered up some music. And Micah bought some music heard on the show. In fact, Micah recommended the song I'm going to close with. I'm Lee Cameron. That wraps up our fifth season of The Christmas Stocking. We head into the sixth season this November around Thanksgiving time in the U.S. In the meantime, have a great summer. Have a great fall. Don't forget to use sunblock, SPF 15 at least, preferably. And let's get Micah's song on. It's actually by a couple of ladies from Britain who sometimes call themselves Rocky and Balls. And the song is the Christmas Song Song. Merry Christmas, Christmas. See ya.
Up your jingle horse, get those bells a ringing. Roast your chestnuts on the fire and hear the choir singing. Like little tots with eyes aglow, we'll frolic just like Eskimos. Deck your halls and let it snow. Gay apparel we will don, and merrily the bells ding dong, rum pum pum pum, rum pum pum pum. Five gold rings, Gloria, fa la la. Like you did.